You're listening to Ask the Motor Medics from the Under the Hood Show. Today's question is coming up.
Under the Hood wants to bring awareness of child safety to you. Under the Hood has partnered with Buckle Up All of Us to promote child safety. Visit the child safety page at underthehoodshow.com where you can find links to where to seat your kids and how to buckle them in properly. Parents can print out the kids' coloring fun safety cartoons with cool cars and trucks featuring Buckle Up All of Us for the kids to color. Buckle Up All of Us is a lovable big blue dinosaur who always wears his seatbelt. Without a single word, this unique child safety character sends his important message. Buckle up. All of us.
Here's today's Hoodie Hotline question for the Motor Medics. 866-594-4150. Let's go here and talk to Diane in Ellendale, Minnesota. Diane, go ahead.
We drive a 99 Chrysler 300M that has just over 300,000 miles on it. And I was just wondering, what's the highest mileage you've seen on a car? They're all freeway miles, 98% of it. And have you ever heard of the manufacturer wanting a vehicle back if you could possibly get 400,000 to 500,000 miles on a car just to look at a motor with that mileage on it?
Volvo did it once with a guy who had 1,000,000 miles on his car. They bought that back. But on your car, I don't think that's going to be happening anytime soon.
I'm thinking that the 99 Chrysler 300M, a very good car, a cool-looking car.
I'm pretty amazed at the mileage on it.
Ahead of its time. I'm frankly amazed at the miles. But that engineering boat has left the shipyard, and they're not bringing it back. They're on to new technology, and they've done their own stress testing that they're happy with. They do their own testing, and that's adequate for what they're going to sell.
They might be curious, but not interested.
Right. I don't think that there's a national campaign to buy back the 500,000-mile vehicles or the 1,000,000-mile vehicles, but you will see certain instances where people will definitely do that.
I bet if you put 1,000,000 miles on one of those cars,
they'd be very interested.
And you kept maintenance records for it and could show that it never had a major repair done to it other than just your fluid changes. Yeah, I think that at that point you would pique their interest a little bit.
And you'd have to get it in front of the right audience. You'd have to be noteworthy in front of the right audience where they'd care. You'd hope your local dealership would be able to raise that flag for you. If it was an amazing milestone like that, and they would take, if nothing else, it could end up on their Facebook page for the company or something like that, because it's definitely noteworthy, definitely very cool that you could get that many miles and very, very well maintained, apparently.
Ask the Motor Medics is a service of UnderTheHoodShow.com. The Motor Medics are Russ Evans, Shannon Nordstrom, and I'm your host, Chris Carter. You can call 866-594-4150 24 hours a day and ask the Motor Medics.